In 2003, the city of Petersburg took over its then state-owned Middle and South Harbors. The city took ownership of North Harbor in 2006. According to State Ports and Harbor Engineer Mike Luxion, the Alaska Department of Transportation is looking to transfer its three remaining dock facilities within the newly expanded borough boundaries.
They are the Papke's Landing Float, the Kuprinoff Float, and the harbor up at Entrance Island, which is in the middle of Hobart Bay.
For decades, the state has had a policy of transferring harbor assets, including the liability and maintenance costs, to local municipalities.
Since 1986, the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities has been asked to transfer those harbors that are, you know, of local interest to the municipalities when they're eligible. And there was at one time 100 harbor facilities that DOT was responsible for, and we have transferred 75% of those harbors back to local government.
That leaves 24 small local harbor facilities still under state ownership, including the three in the Petersburg borough. It's been a long time since the DOT did any significant work on them.
We work on the projects as we can through a deferred maintenance priority list, so subject to funding from the legislature.
The floats at Papke's and Kuprinoff were built in 1961, according to Luxion, who says the state last did major repairs at Papke's in 1989, as well as some additional maintenance in 1999. For the Kuprinoff float, it's been even longer. He says there were major repairs in 1978 and additional maintenance 10 years later. The Entrance Island float was built in 1956, and the state last did maintenance work on it in 1999. If the borough chose to take over the facilities, it could mean some state money for repairs. But according to Luxion, the deal would need the support of lawmakers.
All I can say is that it would be subject to the provisions in statute which allows us to transfer those harbors to the borough. The borough would need to be willing, and you know, we would ask that the borough pass a resolution showing support for that. And then if there is a monetary amount, then we would use the resolution and go to first the governor and then to the legislature and ask for support.
The legislature has traditionally appropriated money to transfer harbors, but the funding has often fallen short of covering the high cost of repairs to the aging facilities. In early 2010, the DOT did offer the Kuprinoff float to the city of Kuprinoff, along with just over $1 million to repair or replace it. Kuprinoff's council passed a resolution to accept it, but the state never followed through with the deal. Kuprinoff is the only remaining city government within Petersburg's newly formed borough boundaries. According to Kuprinoff City Councilor Tom Reinhartz, the small municipality would still like ownership of the float.
We continue to be interested in taking responsibility for that. We feel that it is a facility within the city of Kuprinoff, and in cooperation with the borough, and that we feel it is the city's responsibility and in the city's best interest to maintain control of it so that we can ensure that it does remain safe and does remain open and usable for everybody.
The city of Kuprinoff has been spending around $5,000 a year to keep the facility safe to use, according to Reinhartz, but he says it is in dire need of more serious repair. Petersburg Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht thinks it's important for the Borough Assembly to work with the city of Kuprinoff on the issue.
If they want ownership of that and all that that entails, I think it would be the right thing for the assembly to do, or at least from my perspective, to help them make that happen. But again, that's an assembly level decision. And I think that's one of the advantages of the borough would be to help weigh in on that issue, to help the city of Kuprinoff get what they think is the right thing for their city.
Giesbrecht expects the Harbor Board and the Assembly will eventually weigh in on the options for the Kuprinoff float and the other state-owned facilities within the borough boundaries. He has heard informally from Assembly members as well as borough residents who are interested in borough ownership of the Papke's Landing Dock.
An interest is the right word. The approach is still wide open.
The DOT only owns the dock and float at Papke's. The boat launch ramps and much of the parking lot are owned by the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. The Alaska Mental Health Trust owns some of the adjacent uplands. The dock, ramps, and parking areas are heavily used by businesses and residents who live in Petersburg and all along the Wrangell Narrows on Mitkoff and Kuprinoff Islands. Dan LaForce owns a cabin on Kuprinoff, about 5 miles south of Papke's. He thinks it would make sense for the borough to take ownership of the whole facility so that it can get fixed up.
I think it's important that that get resolved and maintained. It's all in disrepair, and I'm concerned that the dock itself is going to be condemned pretty soon and not even be able to use it at all.
Along with potential ownership of Papke's dock, Petersburg may also be able to select the DNR property as part of its borough land entitlements. If the municipality was interested in the mental health land as well, it would likely have to buy it. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.